For Australia, who have we got over there in Doha?
Well, a good mate of mine, who was a producer on a TV show I did with him called Manspace back in the day, started the footy show with Eddie Maguire. He's absolute media royalty in Australia. Harvey Silver was at the stadium Doha,
incredible,
in Qatar, front and centre, half. And I hear that you've been celebrating for about the last 8 hours post-game. How are you feeling, mate?
Apologies about the voice. Straight up.
No, that's okay. We're in a similar position here, Harvey.
We have been.
How was it, Harv? Talk everyone through the scenarios. Did you know that Tunisia was beating France at the time before we'd score a goal? Talk everyone through the whole scenario.
Yeah, everyone knew exactly what was going on, and it was a big a groan when everyone saw the score, because I was flashing the scores up from the other game on the stadium. So we realised at that point that we needed to win it. But it was only probably 2 or 3 minutes before Matthew Lecky, who plays in the A-League. I mean, we've got to get some perspective on this. He plays in the A-League, and he's turned a bloke who plays in central defence for Barcelona inside out,
yep,
and has scored the winning goal against a team that's ranked 10th in the world. I don't know if people actually get this. It's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous.
We've beaten one of the big boys already, and now we've got to play another one.
And everyone's rapt about that too. We booked out a bar. Now, listen, don't believe anything you read or hear over here. There are amazing clubs, bars. There's plenty of places to go and have a drink.
Oh, righto.
We've been having an absolute ball here. It's been a melting pot of people from every nation, a really unique World Cup, because it's all in the same city. So there's been no travel. You get on a bus or the metro and you're at a game. So amazing experience. It's just, you know, there's no grog at the game, and, you know, it's a bit of a shame. But, you know, we all 200 of us travelling together. So I'm part of a nearly 400-strong travelling group.
Jesus. Of your closest friends.
My close friends.
Harvey,
so
good news. Good news for the Socceroos, though. They move forward into the 16, but taking on Argentina, Lionel Messi's team, big ask.
Huge ask, and that's where I was heading. We were all watching the other two games at this bar, and I'll tell you what, we want to play Argentina. I think this is what it's all about. From a fan's perspective, what an opportunity to go and see our boys take on Lionel Messi in his last World Cup. They are clearly one of the favourites, haven't hit their straps. And the word from inside the Aussie camp was they actually were hoping that it was Argentina, because they want to go and test themselves against the big boys. And, you know, how incredible would it be? I don't think it's going to happen. But I didn't think we were going to beat Denmark either.
No,
so,
we've been hearing that the whole time, Harv, that we wouldn't score on France, we wouldn't beat Denmark. We were long odds against Tunisia as well. But here we are, mate.
Yes, here we are. I'm on a WhatsApp group with a whole heap of sports mates, and they gave me odds of 3-1 of us scoring a goal. So, you know, that's how improbable this whole thing is. But We've unveiled, you know, a couple of really incredible talents. This kid, Harry Suter, playing in the centre of defence. I mean, how incredible. This guy's, it's his third match since having a knee reconstruction. I mean, the stories just honestly are so crazy.
I know no, you're also a mad AFL fan. Mm. We made the point yesterday before, you know, Suter had his magic last night. From what we saw against Tunisia, he was the best player for mine. If we could get rid of a lot of your talls, the 6'8" guys playing AFL, no one would beat Australia in soccer. Can you acknowledge that?
Yep, I would acknowledge it. I mean, you know, we're in a unique position in this game too, because our best athletes don't go and play soccer. You know, our best athletes are going straight into rugby league, they're going straight into rugby union, they're going straight into AFL.
Straight into games that effectively, you know, only Australia play. AFL, you know.
Yes.
Irish play kind of a weird version of it, but we have this game that only we play that we can't take to the world stage.
But hang on a second. Can I just say, as a mother of a son who plays soccer, soccer is the most expensive sport to play. I have an 8-year-old son who's playing soccer next year. He's just qualified for their development squad. It's $2,000 for the season. For my other son to play rugby league, it's $300 for the season.
And do you know how many shoes
soccer need to take a look at themselves?
That's a lot of shoes for $1,700. $1 difference.
I could buy a handbag with that, Harvey.
All right, but let me give you some perspective around that. So Harry Suter, who plays for Stoke City, and he's going to go in the transfer window for probably somewhere around $80 million.
That's a lot of shoes.
But I got to wait, ten years to get my $80 million back? Did Cristiano Ronaldo just sign a $770 million deal to play for Saudi?
Imagine how many Balenciagas you could get for that, Margot.
That'd be worth my $2,000 investment.
So why would people want to go and play for the Gold Coast Suns if they could be copping $80 million?
Yeah.
I'll leave you with
it. It's interesting you bring up Ronaldo. I tell you, one of the things that has really stood out here is the awe and the respect for Messi. He is God. You know, and Ronaldo is, I suppose, the greatest marketing footballer in the world. And Messi is the greatest respected footballer in the world. And it's so obvious, you know, when you're here and you see all of that. Two incredible talents, but just looked at differently. And I think part of that, our opportunity to go and take on Messi in his last World Cup. I mean, what a fantastic opportunity for these,
wonderful,
you know, underdog, you know, guys who have just done us so proud. I'll be honest with you, I was in tears at the end of the game.
Is that because you hadn't had a beer in 2 hours?
Exactly right. He knows me too well, Dan. But I mean, and I wasn't alone. You know, just the enormity of what, you know, they were able to produce. And, yeah, we all rocked up today and went, yeah, we only need a draw and, you know, we're in a great position. But I think anyone who knew anything about it, you know, probably thought it finishes here. So we get to enjoy it again, one more game.
We appreciate you, Harvey. I thought you'd be completely pissed, to be honest, but I think we found our new world game correspondent. Yeah. Well done. Thanks for the wrap-up, Harvey.
Go Australia.
We'll catch up with you after the Argentina game, brother. See you, mate. Harvey Silver there, friend of the show, live from Doha in Qatar.
Leckie and Goodwin, two names I'll take away from this World Cup.
What about Suter?
And Suter. That's all I know.
Okay. Mm.